Mother's Day. On Mother's Day, my motherhood is all clean and shiny. I get cards that tell me I'm very much appreciated for all the things I often feel go unnoticed, and my mom failures don't get mentioned. But there are 364 other days in the year when I often feel like my motherhood needs some spit and elbow grease polishing. So with the assumption that almost all other mothers feel the same, I'd like to share with you part of a message I listened to this past week. Dr. Crawford Loritz was speaking on Psalm 23, and his comments on one phrase in verse 6 spoke directly into my mothering. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Why follow? Loritz asked. Why not go ahead of? He then shared how he and his wife Karen love it when their 7 grandkids visit, but with all of them aged 8 and under, it doesn't take long before the house looks like a disaster zone. Each night, though, after the children have gone to bed, Karen gets out the vacuum and the magic eraser sponge, and she cleans up after the kids. God does the same for us, following us with his goodness and mercy, Loritz suggested. I know this applies to every area of and relationship in our lives, but my mind jumped immediately to relationship with my kids. So many times I've prayed, God, I just blew it with them. Please undo my damage, heal any wounds, establish them in you, restore our relationship. In situations when I'm not even sure if I'm messing up or not, I pray, God, I have no idea if how I'm handling this situation is good or bad, wise or foolish. Please work good out of it in their lives. The vacuum cleaner and magic eraser, but way better. Goodness and mercy. God's goodness to flood over the wounds I have inflicted and will inflict. God's goodness to fill in the gaps I'm missing that I'm blind to. And God's mercy, defined as loving kindness and compassion, as the character quality of God that urges him to form and pursue and repair relationships with those who not only don't deserve it, but sometimes don't even want it. His goodness and mercy have come behind me again and again with my kids. I've witnessed it in their supernatural capacity to forgive me. I've experienced it when the aftermath of my wrong and subsequent confession is a deeper, truer relationship. I've benefited when they are more willing to admit their faults to me because I have been vulnerable with them. And it will come behind when I experience heartache with my kids beyond anything we've gone through yet. That's one to hold on to. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, even when Mother's Day seems very far away.